Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me on the Word Podcast. We are pressing on in the Psalms, and we're up to Psalm number 34. Psalm 34. Now, all the Psalms, obviously, are interesting, but some of them really, really arrest your attention more. You know, the first Psalm, the second Psalm, the 23rd Psalm, the 33rd Psalm did, the 34th Psalm. With me is like the 37th Psalm, 73rd Psalm. There's reasons for all these. This one right here is really interesting. From the get-go, because it has a title, and it's a long title, it says it's of David, and the some of the English translations say a psalm of David. The words a psalm are not there, but the idea is. So this is a psalm of David when he feigned madness before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. That's the title, okay? So I'll read it again. A Psalm of David, when he feigned madness before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. So what is this all about? Well, I just had an idea right now, real time. We might just back up and look at it, okay? So what it means, he feigned madness or changed his behavior is what the Hebrew actually means. So he was acting like he was crazy. Well, why was he acting like he was crazy before Abimelech? Well, let's just go back here and see if I can pull all this up. Well, there it is, yeah. So this is actually found in 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 10. And if you've been with us all along, we covered the life of David out of 1 and 2 Samuel a few months back. But it does good to repeat it, right? Here's what it says. Then David arose and fled that day from Saul and went to Achish, king of Gath. So he goes to Gath. It's the Philistine city, Philistine region. Achish is the king. Verse 11. But the servants of Achish said to him, "Is this not David, the king of the land? Did they not sing of this one as they danced, saying, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. So this is the servants of Achish saying this to the king, saying, hey, this is who this guy is. Verse 12, David took these words to heart and greatly feared Achish, king of Gath. So David heard that the servants had outed him before the king. And he took it to heart, and he was scared. He was scared to death. So verse 13, so he disguised his sanity. I love that phrase. He disguised his sanity before them and acted insanely in their hands and scribbled on the doors of the gate and let his saliva run down into his beard. So what was he doing? He's acting crazy in their presence. He's scribbling on the doors of the gate. He's letting saliva just drool down his beard. Then the last two verses. Then Achish said to his servants, "Behold, you see the man behaving as a madman. Why do you bring him to me? Do I lack madmen that you have brought this one to act the madman in my presence? So shall this one come into my house?" And so he kicks him out. He kicks him out. David's able to leave. But I do love that line where the king is saying, hey, do I lack madmen? In other words, I've got enough crazy people of my own, and you're bringing me another one? Now, you may have noticed that in the Psalms, he says that he feigned madness before Abimelech. But in 1 Samuel 21, it says it's King Achish of Gath. So what's going on here? And then you also may know from previous reading in the scripture that there's at least three people, probably a lot more than that. I'm thinking there's more than that. That are referred to as Abimelech. Well, they can't be the same person because they're separated by hundreds of years. So more than likely, Abimelech was a title, like we would say a president or a ruler or something like that. 1 Samuel called Achish the king. The word Abimelech could be equivalent to the word king. Regardless, David was feigning madness, and he drove him away. Now, what I find intriguing, we'll start reading the psalm, and it's a longer one. It's 20-something verses, 22 verses long. Keep in mind that he wrote this coming out of this time, because that's the title of it. David wanted to associate his feigning madness before Abimelech with this psalm, because he's wanted to put the title here on this thing. And just listen to what David says in this psalm. And it'll take us several episodes to get through it. And I want to try to reference back to that and keep that in the forefront of our mind. So here's the first verse. It says this: I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Well, a very common psalm. I mean, this first verse has been written in so many different songs. Okay? He's declaring, I want to bless the Lord at all times. Even when I'm in the hands of the enemy, even when the enemy's coming against them, even when I'm feigning madness? Well, we'll see more about this as we go along. But he says, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, and I'm going to praise him. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Verse 2, my soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. So he's declaring that I'm going to do this. I'm going to bless the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. My emotions, that's what the soul is, the seat of the emotions. And he's saying this, that I'm not going to depend upon myself. I'm not going to brag about myself. I'm not going to boast about myself. Even though great things have happened, I'm going to let it be known that it is the Lord. And then he says this, the humble will hear about it and rejoice. I'm going to let this be known everywhere, not just among the court of the king here, not just among the people that are around the king. I'm going to make it known everywhere. The humble will hear of it and rejoice in it. Verse 3 says this, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. The psalmist is calling for everyone to magnify the Lord with him. The humble to do it, those who are with him, everyone to exalt the name of the Lord together. Then verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. So he's letting everybody know what happened, that he sought the Lord, that the Lord had answered him, and that the Lord had delivered him from all his fears. Apparently, not just some of his fears, but all his fears. So therefore, he's calling for everybody to do what? Hey, come, let's bless the Lord. Let's praise him. Let's boast in what the Lord has done. Let's magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. What does that mean? Okay. To lift him up. Okay. Let me look up the word itself. To grow. Yeah. Promote. Make powerful. Praise him. Yeah. To magnify the Lord with him. And then do this. Exalt his name. Exalt means to rise up, to raise up. Exalt his name together. There is power in that, folks. When people gather together and exalt the name of the Lord together, tremendous things happen. Well, we'll continue on this 34th Psalm. Take some time, read it. You'll be amazed what the Lord reveals to you. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.